I'm only but able to stand tonight because of what I feel. My spirit of God. And I'm excited tonight for what I feel in my heart. I'm excited about what God's doing. A lot of people have lost their excitement about what God's doing. Church has just become another thing, just another obligation. But church is something that's still exciting for me. It's something that stirs my heart. It's something that keeps my soul. It still brings me joy in the midnight hour. When I wake up in the morning, I still have joy in the morning. When I lay down at night, I still have the assurance in my heart that God is surely with me. And a lot of times we get so afraid and we look around at our lives and think, Lord, how can I go through what I'm dealing with? But if we draw close to God in these days, He will surely show Himself to us. We will surely not feel alone, and we will surely know that God is fighting our battles. If you have your Bibles tonight, if you want to read with us, get into the book of 2 Chronicles in the 20th chapter. Hallelujah. We'll begin to read, and it says, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. I read this, and you read about Jehoshaphat, and you read about his father Asa, and then you go up above that, and you read about Solomon, Asa's father, and you read about the lineage and how that Solomon stood for something so great, how he trusted in God, how he believed in God. But as we read in Jehoshaphat's reign, he got to a place where trouble was surely on the way. It was surrounding him, did not know what to do, but to go after and to seek after God. And it began to stir my heart, because I wonder sometimes when we get in trouble, how we'll do everything in the world but seek God. We'll come to church, not admit that we're in need. We'll come in and sit down and go through the pains and the emotional breakdowns and not reach out to our brothers and sisters and get down and say, oh, Judah, I need you to come by and help me. I need you to come by and get down and seek God with me. We're not seeking God in our time of need when we need the Lord the most. Listen, he could have went in a completely different approach, because he was one in high honor, high favor. He was a king. I'm sure that he had power, that he could have done many other things in this time, but he did not know what to do. But he fell down and sought the Lord. Oh, and I'm telling you, when we feel like we're in control, when the enemy comes by to sift us up out of our lives, we have to learn to seek God when we're in trouble. If we do not learn to fall down on our face, we'll never be able to get up in our time of trouble.
Bless him, Lord.
Never be able to succeed.
Amen. Bless him,
hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's read about it. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God? Sometimes I feel like that we need to have this kind of faith. I don't feel like we're saying this enough in our life. I should be able just to recite that in my own prayer. Lord, you're not able to push back all that would try to come against me. God, are you not able to push back everything that would try to ruin my life? And yet we'll try to deal with that, try to go through that, and lead the most miserable life.
Amen.
But listen, I've learned this. God showed this and put this on my heart that we've got to go down before we ever get up. We've got to go down before we ever get up. I've got to go down and humble myself to God. I've got to admit that this is afflicting me, that I am afraid of what I'm dealing with in my life, that if I am lost, then Lord, I am lost and in need of salvation. I am in need of You, Lord. I need You in my life in a greater way. We won't admit that we need help. And Judah is not coming together like it should be. The church should be coming together.
Amen.
When somebody is in need.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing it like you used to.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about inside the walls tonight. You hear that preached all the time, that I'm talking about coming together when somebody's in need.
Amen.
And you hear about it around the grapevine and you're at home.
Yeah.
And somebody calls and you hear about it and you say, oh, well, that's unfortunate. They came together. They gathered themselves together. And it wasn't just a small, it was Judah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, a nation. Hallelujah. So what does that tell me? First of all, as a Christian, I've got to be able to learn to come together.
That's
right. Yeah. When somebody is in need.
Amen.
I've got to be able to reach out in love and seek God when people are in need.
Amen.
Because listen, the only thing that I know that will be able to get people to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can give them everything else, but what more could You give them that would last them than Jesus Christ?
Amen.
But how could they receive Jesus Christ unless we're going to give it?
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they'll hear about it through somebody, somebody's friend of somebody.
Amen.
Or maybe they should be hearing it from the church.
Amen.
Maybe three or four people should be coming together and reaching out to people.
Right.
Can you imagine the impact that somebody would have if an entire church went to visit somebody at once? Can you imagine the love that would go forth if somebody sought God together on behalf of someone else's needs? You see, it's not in the power of how many people you put in a room. It's in the power of the agreement of the people in the room. Because He said where two or three would be in agreement, that He, being Jesus Christ, would be in the midst of you. And sometimes we'll toss out our singings and think, oh, they're no count. There's no reason to have them. Churches are throwing out services here and services there. Oh, there's no need for them. We're not feeling things like we should. Not getting the attendance marks like we should. Might as well throw them out because they're not doing any good. The only reason we're not seeing an impact is because we're not seeking God when the need is coming around. We're not willing to get down and get dirty when the need is in front of us. We've got to get down before we can rise up and be that blessed people.
Yeah. Amen.
I love to be complimented. I love to be told how great that I am and how blessed that God has done for me. But I've learned to just tune all that out now.
That's right.
I'm over it.
Amen. Yeah.
Because you know how far those things get you, about a day.
Not very far. Amen, brother.
They get you about a day.
Bless you, boy.
Because the same people that will tell you how blessed you are will forget about you.
That's true.
When you are in need.
That's right.
They forget about you.
Help him, Lord.
When you call them back and their phone rings and rings and rings and nobody's there.
Amen.
It's a shame that we can't hardly get a hold of anybody, especially in our church.
Amen.
When we are in need.
Amen.
Guys, we have got to step up and make time for those needs.
That's the truth.
That is what makes a church.
Amen.
This building doesn't make us.
Amen.
The service times don't make us. Sunday school does not make a church.
Amen.
It's what God has put inside of us that makes us a church.
Amen.
It's what He's established inside of us that makes us a church. How about you don't assemble yourselves together anymore, but you still make it as a church? It's what God put in you.
That's right.
It's what lives inside of you that establishes your life.
Amen.
But Jehoshaphat got them together. He said, art thou not our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gavest to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying,
Amen.
If when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. I know we have a lot of pride sometimes because we don't want people to see us when we're down. The world has persuaded us to not allow us to show our scars or show ourselves when we bleed. But I've learned to not be as the world. And I'm willing to get down on my knees.
Thank you.
In front of each and every one of you and admit that at times it is the only place I can go.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The truth.
Amen.
Work. There's nothing else that I can do.
No.
I consider myself a healthy guy.
Where would I go for it?
I consider myself somebody that makes enough money to pay the bills.
Lord.
But what good does that do me when something comes by that's beyond
that's
my control?
Amen.
What good does that do me when I can't do anything about what my friends are going through?
Amen, buddy.
Or what my loved ones are dealing with, or when I have people that's lost.
Lord.
The only way that I can be of an impact is if I seek God.
Right.
I have to get down to a level in my life where God is able to take what I bring to Him and it be of worth. I can't bring Him all my complaints. Jehoshaphat could have got down that day and said, Lord, this time I know that you're going to forsake me.
Bless him, Lord.
But he was speaking out of faith. Are you not the one that has came and brought us through all of this? And so in the day that I live in, I'm reminded, Lord, are you not the one that has delivered me from drug addiction?
Amen.
Are you not the one that saved my dying soul from hell? Are you not the one that has led me, God, each and every day of my life? Lord, I know that you are still alive and still on the throne. And then when I fall to my knees, it's not in vain. And when I feel the Spirit, the people might ridicule me, make fun of me. It's still something that counts. It's still something that matters. And it does mean something in my life. Falling to my knees is not just for repentance. Falling to your knees is giving you strength in your life. Praise the Lord. Are we so proud that we can't get down and seek God for things that we are in need of? I feel like staying down here for a minute. We don't see each other up in this position anymore.
Amen.
We don't see each other seeking after God. We don't help each other enough. Oh, they're all right. You're strong enough.
Amen. Bless his heart.
I might look nice, and you might see somebody with a smile, but if you sought God, God would show you somebody needed a hug.
That's the truth.
Amen.
I believe in the discernment of the Spirit.
Amen, brother.
You know somebody's lost. You know somebody's in need if you see God.
Amen.
You only know the will of God if it's through the Spirit.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Come on, church.
Yeah.
We sit in here.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm just going to be frank with you. If we sit in here and not follow God, then we might as well just sit outside and not follow God.
That's true.
Because truly it's a disgrace in His eyes.
Yes, it is.
The whole purpose of God is to reach out to
Him.
Amen. Not for us to assemble ourselves to do the same old thing.
God love you.
I'm not here to do the same old thing. I'm here to help you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bless him.
I'm here to help you. I'm here to seek God with you.
Amen.
I'm here to remind you that coming up for prayer is something that's perfectly fine.
Buddy.
It's all right. And if you want to come, I'm coming with you. Praise the Lord.
Glory. Amen.
If you want to come and pray and say, Lord, I'm seeking you for this, I'm coming with you.
Amen.
Because I might go to another church, but we are one church.
Amen.
We are one church. Why? Because we are that self-same Spirit.
Amen.
Same love. Same compassion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to get to that part that stirred me about the power of this.
Amen.
So he called, he prayed the prayer. And you get on down here, and Jehaziel, prophet in that day, began to speak in verse 15. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel." So as it goes on, hallelujah, and you read down in verse 20. Jehoshaphat pretty much reestablished the obedience of Jehazel. Amen. Said, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper." How many of us know that we got to support the obedience of God's people?
Amen.
When you step out for God, I hope that there's five people stepping out with you.
Amen.
When somebody's preaching, I hope there's at least 5 to 10 church members stepping out with them. Amen, preacher. Amen. Preach on, preacher. Amen, Sunday school teacher. Amen, teach on. Amen, singer. We enjoy the words that's coming from your heart. That's Judah coming together. That's coming together and seeking God. Well, I always thought seeking God was coming together in prayer. It's more than that. Seeking God is a continual pursuit in all things to do with Him. Praise the Lord. The part that stirs me, we'll read 4 more verses. I hope it's not too much reading. And when they began to sing, verse 22, and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and to destroy them. They had intentions to do one thing. And when they had male an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone had helped to destroy another. Amen. So what's that saying?
Amen.
They destroyed themselves.
Yes, they did.
And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped.
Amen.
Not one. No. Not one of them. Not one that came with ill intentions to do anything.
No,
got out of there.
Amen.
So what's that telling me? When God fights our battles, He does not fail.
Amen.
He has a 100% success rate. And what He does for you, He does it perfectly.
Right.
And we might not understand God's plan, but what He does perfectly.
Right.
According to His will. And when Jehoshaphat, last verse, and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off them for themselves. More than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. So what are you getting at with all that? Not only did God fight the battle. Not only was the enemy destroyed. They come against them. But they were able to reap from the spoils. And had more than they could even carry back with them.
Amen.
What does that mean for us today?
Yeah.
When we seek God.
Amen.
And allow Him to take our burdens.
Amen.
That we're trying to fight on our own.
Yes, Lord.
He will fight your battles.
Yeah.
And if you trust in Him.
Amen.
You'll be able to reap from the things. And it'll be more than what you
Amen.
Could have ever done on your own. If you learn just to come to God and not have any pride, be willing just to say, "You know what, church, I'm coming forward and I need your help." There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing in the world wrong with that, because when you do that, you're being more of a man and a woman than other people are. We got to be man enough and woman enough to admit, first of all, that we fail. And second of all, that we are in need. The only perfect person that ever walked this earth was Jesus Christ. So for all of us to try to pretend that we're perfect, buddy, we're failing. There was only one appointed perfect Son of God, and everybody else has to fall under that. We'll never do it right. We'll never do it right. And to this day, I've never done it right. And every time I come short, God is always there. Every time I've ever needed Him, I can always fall down and call on Him. And He's always there. For those loved ones that you're believing God for, Seek God even in a greater way. Call on two or three other people to come together with you and see how God will begin to move. That which is coming against them in their life, that spirit of addiction and drugs, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That which is binding against them in their lives, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That which you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many of us are binding it in prayer today?
Amen, brother. Yes.
Somebody had to bind it for me or I'd never been free.
Never been saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
I was once an addict, but now I walk free.
Amen.
I was once a sinner, but now I'm saved.
Amen.
By His grace, I'm here today to share with you.
Amen.
We still got to see God.
Yeah.
And it's not a forgotten heart. It's not something that's lost, but it's something that we need to restore.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'll say this and I'll close.
Bless him, Lord.
We preached a little while back about Elijah and how that he set up the altar and how I'd never seen it in this light before.
Amen.
And how when he set up the wood, how that represents the cross of Jesus. And how he cut up the bullock.
Amen.
And how that represents the very sacrifice that he bore. And how when they poured out the water, hallelujah, how it just represents what He poured out into us, the living water of salvation.
Praise the Lord.
If you are in need today, today is the day of salvation. If you are in need of healing, today is the day to come that we seek God together for your healing. If you are in need of a move for your mind, today is the day you come and seek God, that God may bring you peace. Now, many people preach it like that anymore, but listen. When I read about the peace that surpasses all understanding, it's something that comes to me every day. Because when I can't control things, but I have a peace that comes over me, I know that's surely God. I know that's surely not something I ever had. I know that's surely God. I hope that this has reached out and blessed you. And if I can get somebody to come and get a song, I'm going to open up the altar. I want you to be brave. I want you to step out and not be ashamed of the fact that you're in need. Because listen, I'm in need every day. But how much more of a powerful impact is it when we come together as a church for a need? Oh, that's why I think that when you read about it in the Scripture, it says not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Why is that? Because it's powerful when you have the church involved in your prayers. It's powerful when you have the church with you in your worship.
Amen.
It's amazing that even back then when you read about that they praised and worshiped, even back in the Old Testament. Praise and worship movement will change, and I'm sure it will change 100 years from now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God's still the same, guys.
Yes, amen,
He's still calling us the same.
Amen.
He still hears us all the same.
Yes, Lord.
All right, we're going to do a song. And if you want to come pray,
amen,
the altar is open.
Yes,
okay? And I know somebody will be there with
amen
you.
Amen.
Praise
amen
the Lord. Praise the Lord.